so good to see all of you this morning, and Pastor and I just want to welcome you here. If this is your first time at Oasis, we want to give you a warm welcome, everybody from the Oasis family.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much for being with us today, and I know that God has got something especially for you, amen. Because when God is here, and God is here this morning, amen, He's going to speak to His people. And so be ready to receive the word that God has got for you today. God is good, isn't He? All the time, amen.
Amen.
And all the time, God is good. Yes, He is, amen. Turn over to Pastor for confession this morning.
It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. I want you to tell your neighbor, you are so glad they're here today.
So glad you're here today.
Point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
This day.
And I declare.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
To receive.
Receive.
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
This day.
And I declare.
And I declare.
I'll never.
Never.
Ever.
Be the same.
Be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 I want to just speak over you this morning. I want to say a prayer over the service today. So let's just bow our heads and receive. Father, we just come into your presence this morning, Father God, thanking you, Father God, that you are so good, that you're so caring and so loving, Father God, that you meet our needs. And Father, we just thank you that your presence is here today. We give this a service to you, God, and we just ask you to speak to our hearts. Father God, let us have hearing ears this morning, Father God. Let us have hearts that are hungry for you. Let us, Father God, want more of you. Let us surrender to you this day, Father God, everything that you, Father God, want to do in our lives. And we give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I want to start the message a little different today. I feel led to read y'all something. It's actually a news story from Fox News from this week. Some of you guys may have read it and some of you may not. The title of the news story, this was a headline, says a Walmart cashier, a foster mom, and the voice of God. It was late on a Friday night in Newcastle, Oklahoma, and many of the customers were grumbling and complaining about the lady at the front of the line. How many of you have ever grumbled and complained? Okay. I didn't see every hand. We know the ones that didn't raise their hand, they really grumble and complain. The lady was a bit frazzled, juggling three hyperactive kids while trying to unload groceries on the conveyor belt. I asked her if it had been one of those days, cashier Nicholas Tate said. She said it had been. The woman explained that she was a foster parent and that she had just signed up for a federal program that helps low-income families, WIC. She apologized beforehand because she was using WIC and had never used it before. The 20-year-old cashier smiled and reassured the foster mom that it would not be a problem. Unfortunately, there was a problem. Several of the transactions did not process, including the one of the most important items, baby formula. He swiped the card again, but it still did not work. Nicholas summoned a manager for assistance, but in all the chaos, he heard a voice. I felt like God, this is in the news now, I felt like God was calling for me to pay her for her bill. He said, without a doubt, God was saying, pay for this. And that's exactly what he did. Swiping his own credit card to pay for the $60 worth of groceries, the foster mom burst into tears and left the store. Nicholas is a Christian, a student at Austin Bible Institute. He's hoping to become a missionary to Honduras. When God tells me to do something, I do it, he said. God told me I put you in this place at the right time, and I knew you were ready for this, to pay for this. So without hesitation, I pulled my card out and I swiped it. A few days later, a customer approached Nicholas inside Walmart and showed him a Facebook post, asking him if he was the cashier mentioned in the posting. It turned out that the foster mom was so overcome with emotion that she'd not thank Nicholas for his kindness. So she wrote a message on Facebook hoping to learn the young man's name. And thanks to the power of social networking, Nicholas and the foster mom were reunited. It was pretty cool getting to talk to her, he said. Nicholas told me he was surprised at how many people had heard about the encounter. I was just trying to bless someone and make their day, and it turned into something incredible, he said. It wasn't too long before the television stations came calling with promises to make Nicholas famous. But that's not really what this story is about. It's not what I did, Nicholas told me. It's what God did through something so small. He took something so small and He glorified His name with it. In Sunday school, we learn to proclaim the name of the Lord, to make known His deeds, to make His name famous. Nicholas Tate made known the deeds of God on a Friday night in Newcastle, Oklahoma, at a Walmart checkout counter. Glory to God. Glory to God. That story just did something for me. It just touched my heart. It's not often that the news touches me in that way. I love to read good news like that. That was God news. I ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Matthew chapter 5. Glory to God. Glory to God. Matthew 5 and verse number 16. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. 2 Corinthians 9 and 11 says, you will be enriched in every way so that you can become generous on every occasion. That's what Ashley was talking about. And through your generosity, through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25 in the Common English Bible says, those who give generously receive more, but those who are stingy with what is appropriate will grow needy. Generous persons will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Now, being generous is a heart condition. And the Lord is trying to grow us up to be generous because that's a character trait of God, and He's trying to grow us into that. And you say, well, I'm pretty generous, and I'm not generous at all. And I'm telling you, He's working on all of us with this area, every one of us in here. None of us has arrived. We're all in the same boat. I know when I first became a Christian, I remember I was picking up a teenager to go to church. And in my car, I had this little handheld football game that I liked, and I was a teenager myself, and I was playing it all the time, and I loved that little game. And one of the first things I ever heard the Lord, first impression, when we say we heard the voice of God, sometimes it throws people off, but I had an impression. I now know that impression was the Holy Spirit. But the impression that I had was, give Him that game. And I said, that game's mine. That belongs to me. That's mine. Why would I give Him that game? Well, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. When you're being told to give something away that you don't want to give away, why would that thought be your thought? I wouldn't be having a thought giving away something I didn't want to give away in the first place. That was God's thought. And I did give Him that game, and it blessed Him. But it also taught me. It was the Lord trying to teach me, nothing belongs to you. It all belongs to me. And if I tell you to give something that I have blessed you with, then give it freely. Because it'll flow through you, and I'll give you more. I can supply 10 of those or 1,000 of those, but I'm asking you to be obedient to me, just like this young man was. Acts 20 and 35, it says, it's more blessed and brings greater joy to give than to receive. I'm going to give you a lot of stories today. That's what it was on my heart this weekend. I'm going to give you what I got. There was this little boy. His name is Justice. And he asked his mom to add snacks to his lunchbox. She put snacks in his lunchbox every day. And he ate a regular meal at the school, a hot lunch. And she asked him, why do you need more snacks? And he said, because I give away my snacks every day to the kids in aftercare who are hungry. His mom said, she's not putting snacks in there for the whole school. She said, it's not her job to feed the whole school. I don't know what you're thinking. You know, she starts telling the kid this and getting on to him. And the Holy Spirit said, put snacks in his lunchbox, fill them up. Because I'm teaching him to be generous. And I'm teaching you through him to be generous. That's a great character trait that God was teaching. James 2, 15 and 16, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace and be warmed and filled, Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? We see needs all around us. I'm not saying you can help every need. That's not what this message is about. Some needs you're not supposed to. The Holy Spirit will lead you not to. But some needs He will lead you to. Sometimes God's saying, I showed you that need so I could take care of that need through you. This really spoke to me. This pastor and his wife, they were a young newlywed couple and they didn't have much money. And he said that they went out to eat and they were talking to the waitress or whatever as they were ordering their meal. And he realized that they wanted to share the Lord with this waitress. And they were going to leave her a track and leave her a tip, but they didn't have very much money. I mean, they're going to have to give her a really lousy tip. And it dawned on him, this idea came to him, you don't eat, let your wife eat, and the money that you would have for your food, tip her with that. And so that's exactly what he did. At the end, he gave her really his food money and tipped her that way. Well, and left a track. They didn't, you know, nothing happened. They just told her that the Lord loved her. They were going out again about a month later. And they were believing for that whole month. They were going to go back to the same place and they were going to witness to her again, leave her another track. And they were believing for extra money to give to her in a tip again. And they said they wanted a lot of extra money. And so this time, they bought a $10 meal and they left a $50 tip. And they left her another track. Well, they came back again. And when they came back this third time, she came to them and she said, I just want to let you know, you know, after you left the tip and everything in the tracks the last two times, she said, the last time you left that tip, she said, I accepted the Lord. She said, and then I called my husband and was talking to him and he accepted the Lord. And he said, you had to call your husband? He said, does he work out of town? He said, no, he's been in prison. He'll get out in about 3 years. And the money that you left for the tip really helped us because we've been scarcely getting by with him being in prison. Well, nobody knew that but God. God knew it. And God gives us impressions to be used by Him to touch other people with His love. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now I need to qualify this. This is not saying you can't have nice things. It's saying nice things are not supposed to have us. That's not supposed to be our treasure, the nice things that God blesses us with. That's not supposed to be our treasure. And if that's not our treasure, He can give us more and more and more and bless us in greater ways. But by our generosity, we're laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Now, look at your neighbor and say, I hope he's not talking about you next. But a lot of Christians shut down God's voice when He says to be generous. They don't hear Him. They block His voice. Just like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. I know God's speaking. I don't know what He's saying. Wah, 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 wah. Give so-and-so $100. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 I don't hear it. Wah, 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 wah. Did God speak to you? There was this minister. He was an evangelist, him and his wife. They were just starting out. And so he's starting out on the evangelistic field, and he's, you know, he's an evangelist, so he gets paid from different churches because he's going, you know, 52 churches a week, you know, a year. He's going to different churches every week. And he said this one month, they only had one church to go to. And him and his wife had been talking about it. Well, how are we going to make it through the month? We've only got one place to minister to since that's what we do for a living. And I said, well, He'll take care of it. So they went to this little bitty church. And this pastor, they preached and ministered. And this pastor came up to him after the service and said, we have the best offering that we've ever taken up ever for, you know, any evangelist. And they gave him the offering. And it was enough for him and his wife for a month. A full month, just the month that he would. And here's the thing. They were basking. You know how the Lord, when the glory of the Lord is revealed, you're just basking. You're just like, ooh, that was God. Oh, I recognize that was so God. That was so good. It was so wonderful. And they're just so happy. The Lord speaks to him and says, remember that missionary that spoke in the service today? He gave his testimony. He said, take what they gave you and sign it over. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Sign it over to the missionary and give it to him. Wah, wah. He said he's arguing with the Lord. This is for our month, God. You did this for us. He signs over the check, goes up to the missionary, makes sure nobody's around. He's not trying to do it to be noticed. There's nobody watching him. He tells him the Lord told him to give it to him. He said, our name's on it, but he said, I've already signed it. You just deposit it in your account. And that's God wants you to have it. So they were having a little get-together, a little fellowship right after that meeting. And so this man came up to him. He said, this is a man he didn't know from this church. And he said, so you get a good offering today? And he thought to himself, he said, this guy's pretty nosy. You know, and he said, yeah, it was fine. And, you know, he was thankful for it or whatever. And he said, so they paid you in check, right? He said, uh-huh. He said, let me see the check. He's like, who does he think he is? Let me see the check. He didn't have the check. He didn't want to tell the guy he'd already gave the check to somebody else. He's not trying to do it to be seen of men. He's trying to do it between him and the Lord because the Lord told him to do it. He said, I don't know. I think he lied about it. He said, I think my wife may have it. You know, and he knew his wife didn't have it. He'd already given it to the missionary. So he said, well, go get it from her. I want to see it. He goes to his wife. He said, smile and wave at this guy at the end of the table and just act like you know what I'm talking about. And she smiles and she waves and he comes back. He said, you don't have the check. He said, well, he said, the Lord told me that you gave the check away. He said, the Lord told me, and he slid this check across, it was folded to him. He said, the Lord told me to give you this. The check that he gave him, he opened it up, it was 10 times the amount of money that he had just gave away. 10 times. Not just 1 month, 10 months. 10 months. He obeyed and was generous, and God said, I'm well pleased. Now watch what I do. Colossians 3 and 17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. God wants us to let Him use us to help them meet the needs of somebody else. John Bunyan said, you've not lived today until you've done something for someone who can never repay you. St. Francis of Assisi said, for it is in giving we receive. I like that. Galatians 9 and 10 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Take a side journey on that. You know, we've always been a giving ministry. We've always given out of here, and we've given into all kind of stuff and all kind of people in the community and stuff. And I remember one time one of our people came and they had a need. It was a benevolence need, and there was no benevolence funds. There was nothing we could do. And the Lord showed me, He said, you gave it to the outside community. He said, we were given so much to the outside community that when the household of faith had a need, there wasn't money there to meet it. I'm not saying you shouldn't ever give to the outside community, but He showed me that I was doing it too much to the outsiders and not enough to the body. Because the money wasn't there for the body. Hang on. That's because we all should be connected to the body. And see, the thing that should speak to the outsiders who don't have a body is that they don't have the right connections, the divine connections that they should have, and it's their own fault because they're not properly joined to a body, and it's a way for God to pull them into the body the way He wants. Can you see that? There are benefits to belonging to a body of believers. There was this young couple. Everything's young couples today. They were newly married. They didn't have anything. they got a surprise bonus from his job. It was a check. And to them, it was a huge amount. They had plenty of ways to spend this money. How many of you have plenty of ways to spend money? But as they were thinking about the ways to spend the money, they were impressed that it wasn't theirs to spend. Why would they be thinking it's not theirs to spend? Because God, the Holy Spirit, He's telling them it's not your money to spend. So they went to their pastor and said, "We don't know who this money is for, but it's for somebody else." They gave the whole check, said, "Give it where you think it's supposed to go." The pastor said, "Yesterday, I met with a widow in this church, and I found out they're going to take her house if she can't come up with a certain amount of money. The amount she needs to the penny is the amount of this check that they just gave him." See, God has a purpose for every gift. Generosity just doesn't just give to receive, but generosity is always rewarded by God. I've told this story before a few years ago. It was a couple in this body, and a guy called me up one day, and he said, "I've got something that I want to give, and I don't know who needs it or where it's needed in the church or whatever." He said, "You just pray about it, and you give it wherever." And it was $2,000. It was buried in his yard. And the Lord told him, "Dig that money up and give it to me now." And so he dug it up. He said he wrestled with it a couple days, and he dug it up, and the money was starting to deteriorate. Took it to the bank or whatever, and the bank, you know, they discontinued some of that money because it was so messed up. That was $2,000. Prayed about it. And I could think of a lot of different bills that could go on to get us where we, you know what I'm saying. I know you can't think like that. But in the church, I could think a lot of things. You know, we could use it on the roof. We could use it in the general fund. We could use it in this fund or that fund. And the Lord said, no. There was a couple in the church, and they were trying to get their finances in order, and they'd been working on them for about 2 months. And the Lord said, give it to that couple. And I said, okay. And he put it on my heart. And we gave them that money, and it helped them get to where they needed to be. They were trying to get all their stuff. Their stuff was way messed up, but it helped get them where they needed to be. I'll tell you a little side journey. I don't remember the amount we came up with, but I know we were discussing this in intercession one day, Bonnie and Jim and a bunch of us, and about how many cars have been given out of this body. And I know it was 8 or 9 cars since we've been a church that people have given to other members in the body. Just given because God said, give so-and-so your car. Mark 9:41. "Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward." I was, a few days ago, I had a $20 bill in my wallet. I don't carry a lot of cash. I have a debit card, and I use that debit card for everything. And you know, if you use a debit card a lot, you generally don't carry a lot of cash. And this $20 bill had been in my wallet for like 6 weeks. And this impression came to me. It said, "I want that $20 bill. I want you to give it away." And I said, "That's fine." I said, "Lord, if you got somebody you want this $20 bill to go to, you just tell me who it is, and it's theirs." And this bill had been in my pocket now for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And something happened just a few hours later, and there was a need, and I just whooped it out, and there it was. And I knew that was the Lord saying, you know, "I'm asking for it now. I want it right now." And see, I said that to say this. There may be money in your wallet that God's saying, "I want you to give it to so-and-so. I want you to do this with it. I want you to do that with it." It's earmarked for God. It doesn't belong to you. Now, a lot of times if it stays in our wallet, it's gone. Oh, this is really good preaching. Y'all almost missed it. I believe y'all did miss it. Yeah, y'all heard wah, 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 wah. Did he say the money in my wah, 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 wah? This lady and her husband had 3 kids. They needed clothes for the new school year, but they were on a tight budget and didn't have the money to buy them. So the lady felt like, well, to get some extra money, she'll sell the kids' old clothes. But just as she started to get them together, she felt like the Lord told her to give the clothes to a friend who had kids a little younger than her own. She kept putting it off, but finally she did it. She took all the clothes to her friend's house, and that same day, she received a bonus at work, an unexpected bonus. God's right on time. See, God knows what He's going to do. We don't know what He's going to do, and we have to do on our end by faith. How many of you know when the minister was told to give the month salary to the missionary, you know, we would have still been basking, we'd been singing, we'd been swaying. Woo! God met my needs for a whole month. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then when He says, give it to the missionary, get thee behind me, Satan. I know that voice. That ain't the voice of God. That's wah, 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 wah. But no, if He'd have showed us, I'm going to give you 10 times the amount in just a couple of hours if you'll obey me. I'm going to give you 10 times the amount in just a few hours. We'd have said, yes, sir, God. Yes, sir. I'm your man. I'm your man. Yeah, yeah. Let me write the check. Yeah, there's tenfold. It's fixing to happen. Hallelujah. Yeah. God said, yeah, do it. Do it by faith. God is generous, and He wants to do a work in our hearts that makes us more like Him. He gives us impressions to give to others. There have been a lot of people here through the years. I know there's two that really stick out in my mind. One that came to me with a wad of cash one day, and he said, there's a couple here, and he didn't know their name. He pointed them out to me. They didn't have any idea anything. We were just talking, and he was doing it secretly. And he said, that couple needs money now. And I said, I don't know anything about it. He said, God told me. He said, take this, don't let them know who did it, and give them this money. And so I did it secretly, and they did. They did need it. Now I'm telling you, and I've had other people come to me, people, some of them have come on a regular basis and say, give this to somebody. I know we had a lady one night that she came to service, and she had, I believe it was a 10, it might have been a 20, I'm not sure. But that's what she had for the whole week. That was for her food, that was for her bus money to get back and forth to work. And the Lord told her, give it in the offering. And she gave it in the offering. And nobody knew she did it, and nobody knew that was all she had. But one of these people gave us a $100 bill and said, now you give this to whoever you think it's doing. And me and Pastor Sharon would pray a lot of times. A lot of times I'd just give it to her and she'd instantly know. And sometimes I'd know. But we gave it to that lady not knowing, not having any idea. And then she told us that she had just put her bus money into the offering. You don't believe God saw what just happened? And God said, oh, I'll take your bus money and I'll multiply it by 10 times. I'll whether it's 10 or 20, I don't know what it was, but He gave her 100. It was a lot more. Amen. But we get these little impressions, and if we're stingy, wah, we don't hear Him. Buy so-and-so a book. They need to buy me a book. Buy so-and-so a gift. They need to buy me a gift. Give so-and-so some money. Get thee behind me, Satan. Bless so-and-so with some food. They look healthy to me. Look like they can miss a few meals. It'll be all right. Buy so-and-so a tank of gas. If we're selfish, we won't even hear them. We'll block out God's impressions. Well, Pastor, I'm so glad you're preaching this. Now people will open their eyes and give to me. See, you got it wrong. God is speaking to you. Well, no, Pastor, I don't have enough. Yeah, that's the way God works. God will speak to you that don't have what you think you should have to make it through the week, and He'll say, you give to so-and-so. And then I'll multiply the seed that you sow. He's teaching all of us generosity right where we're at, and we're all at different levels of it. And we all need to be more generous. I'm coming to a slow close. In Acts 9:36, it says, in Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. Her life overflowed with good works and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. Our life should overflow with good works and compassionate acts to those that need. Ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. Proverbs 19 and 17, He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. And that which he hath given will he pay him again. Luke 12:15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Your life and my life doesn't consist of the things that we possess. If we see the big picture, anything God could tell us to give away, he could give us back so much more. Now, I don't give, or I try not to give, because I feel sorry for somebody. Because that's the wrong way to give. I give because I feel led to give to them. Matter of fact, if somebody brings their need to me over and over and over and trying to pressure me to give into their need, I won't give them nothing. I mean, they did it the wrong way. Because I'm telling you, I don't hear pressure. That is like Charlie Brown's teacher to me. I won't hear it because I won't know whether I'm being led or not. A couple other things. God's looking at our heart. There was this man that I used to work with, and he could retire, but he didn't really want to retire. He was old enough to retire, past old enough, and he just didn't want to retire, and I don't blame him. I respected that. But there was a young guy that had the job like right under him or whatever, and they laid this young guy off. This guy was losing his job. And this guy knew in the next few years he's going to retire. But he said, if I don't retire now, this young man has a young kids and a family. He said, and I'm older. And he just got to weighing this thing out. And he said, I'm gonna retire, and I'm going to let them bring him back. He did that. Before they got to his retirement party, unexpectedly, he had come into $44,000 unexpected dollars came to him. Now, you say what you want to say, but God was looking at that man and said, you made a big sacrifice, and I saw your sacrifice. I saw what you did. You did that out of the goodness of your heart to help that man. He did the unselfish thing, and God rewarded that unselfish act openly. John Wesley said, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. I like that. I like that.
Praise God. That was an awesome word. Amen. So good. God blesses a generous heart. Amen. And the way God operates is normally when he asks you to give to somebody, it's usually when we have a need.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just the way that the kingdom of God operates. And so when we just let go of the need that we have, you know, God, I've got to have this money to buy groceries, or I've got to have it for my gas money, or whatever it is, when God puts it on your heart to give, we have to do it by faith. And we have to do it because in trust, in trusting that God knows what he's doing. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because God is faithful to his word. Give and you shall be given.
Amen.
Amen. It'll be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. And so let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we just come to you, Father God, asking you, Father, to just give us a generous heart, Father God. Help us, Father God, to hear your voice, to be obedient to your voice, Father God, and to move quickly, Father God. Anoint us, help us, Father God, to hear your voice quickly and to obey you quickly. And Father, we thank you, Father God, for this word this morning, Father, that you have given to us. Father, that we can be more sensitive, Father God, to the things that you want us to do, Father, to be generous, Father God, and to be giving, Father God, and to be sensitive to your voice, Father God, and to be sensitive and obedient to it in Jesus' name. Amen.